5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is Wednesday the 8th of August. It is in fact late once again. I will apologise for that. I have been in England at a funeral. So, I'm going to turn that off. It's weirdly distracting for me. It sounds good in the background. Distracting as fuck. Yeah, sorry I couldn't record a bit earlier. I just wasn't in the country. And, didn't get a chance to record it, so apologies for that. Apologies especially to all the Patreon people who are like, where's my fucking podcast? I imagine you would let me slide on the fact that I was in England at a funeral. The funeral of Maureen's great uncle, I think, who was at our wedding only 3 months ago, which is very sad. But as we talked about, a lot of people's memories of him were at our wedding, where he was up fucking jiving and whatnot, having a wheel of a time, so I suppose that's quite nice. And 80 something, might have been 80, was he 80? And I think he was over 80, and absolutely flying until the end, so probably not the worst way to go, to be honest, rather than be, you know, gradually degenerating over the years and years and years. He was absolutely flying, and then unfortunately passed away, so sort of a celebration, very nice. A lot of very cool stories. It's weird when you know you're talking about someone's life achievements who's 80, and you're like, I've done some things. A lot of people have done nothing. Do you know? If you're like, what are you doing? You're like, oh, I just work here. Do something. You know, do some stuff. All right, guys. I am actually going to turn that off now because it's doing my tits in. But, yeah, so we're in England. It was... did I play the intro now? I haven't really done an official thing. I don't know. I'll plug some stuff. Here's what I'll plug. Lavery's is next week. Okay? Lavery's is next week. We're getting new merch ordered today. Sorry, let me just go back on myself on the Lavery's thing. What the fuck... what date was Lavery's going to be? The 15th? Yeah, so it's a week from now, the 15th. We thought we had a lineup organized. We need to change that. I've just remembered I'm booked in for a tattoo on the 14th, which I may, you know, have to get in touch with the guy and be like, listen, here's what I want, seeing that it's fucking 6 days out. I'm going to write that in a note, actually. I'm going to write that in a fucking note. Got a tattoo booked in with my boy Jamie Donnelly, who I actually went to art college with for a year. So here we are, full circle, down the line. I'm going to get a tattoo done. He's a professional tattoo artist. How about that shit? I've mentioned 12 things in about 30 seconds there. And can't remember what the fuck I'm even chatting about. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, Lavery's is the 15th. We had Tom the Bear booked, but he's doing, I think, he's doing another gig or something. So we had to change that. So we'll fuck about with a lineup. I might do a headline set. I might commit to that right now. I'm going to do a headline set at Lavery's for about 40 minutes with a bunch of new shit. So there you go. I'm going to lay that on the fucking line right now. I was going to MC it, but I'll change that up. I'll get someone else to MC it. And we'll get an opener. And I'll go up and I'll do a longer set full of new stuff. So I'm going to bill it as that if you want to come see like a work in progress type thing. Which is basically will be me fucking about trying some new bits. Which is that's real comedy. You know what I mean? You don't want to see the Netflix special. Do you know how much life has been sucked out of it by the time you get the Netflix special? Have you got a Netflix special, Colin? Never will I have a Netflix special. Okay? But that's what I'm saying. That's so polished, it's not even fun. Come see the dirt. Come see, like, you know, be like, do you want to go see McGregor work out in the gym? Yeah, I'll go see that. Or do you want to go see him knock out Aldo? You're like, yeah, I'll probably just go see him knock out Aldo. Nah, but wouldn't it be cool if you could see him train? Oh, Colin, would you put yourself on a par with McGregor? No. I'm just trying to explain to you what's going on. So I'll do that next. I'm just going to do this whole thing with shades on. I'll do that next. What an asshole. I'll do that next. Yep, can't put that on my head. Next Wednesday, the 15th, I'll headline and do a longer set and work in some new shit there. So there you go. Gang, gang. And, yeah, what other shit? The Patreon guys have been trickling away there, which is amazing. I think there's well over 100 people now, all donating. The first month of sort of Patreon money is through. So next move is gonna buy some mics, because these are supposed to be some sort of condenser mics, and they're shit. You know, I did that podcast with Matthew from Best of Belfast, and he just had the fucking two standard, what are the SM58s or something? Just two regular mics. And it sounded fucking class. He probably did some post work on it, but am I going to do post work? Nah, I want to record it, one go, and it's perfect. That's what I want to do. I'm also going to keep this podcast under an hour today, because, you know, let's just fucking, let's keep it tight and crazy. Do one on Wednesday, do one on Friday, hopefully, one for the weekend, because I didn't fulfill that promise last week. So yeah, patreon.com if you want to support the podcast. Everyone that was at the live podcast bought a fucking Dead on Mafia t-shirt. So there's literally, there's not none left, but there's like one that's I'm going to keep, and then there's like a sample, and then there's like a fucking one random size or some bullshit. So I'm going to reorder those, slightly different cut of t-shirt. We got a new General Banter podcast t-shirt coming. We got two new general t-shirts. So the general t-shirts are all gone. I might do a rerun of these. Actually, I never did a run of black t-shirts, but I'll do some black ones, because people were asking for those. And there's also a slightly newer design for a general t-shirt, which is just straight up sexual, you know. So there you have it. That's all my plugins. I'll play the intro, and I'll gather my thoughts here. I also need a piss, so this is going to be an urgent podcast. You know, I'm off the coffee again, haven't drank coffee in about 3 days. But now I'm running on the fuel of piss urgency. Yeah? Here's a fucking intro anyway. Podcast with Paul and Jettis. Right about here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Paul and Jettis. It's Jettis. Actually,
Jettis.
Fuck you. Oh, bro, high on professional. For fuck's sake, by the way, if I sniff like a fucking maniac, it's because I just shot Sudafed up my nose. I don't know if there's any medical types out there could explain what the fuck I have, but it's basically like, my nose is blocked all the time. Not in a, like, I've got the cold way where you're like, it's literally just like, you're like, I can't fucking, you know, like, I remember I put on some, I did a workout, and I was like, I'm gonna do one of these like meditation things. And I was like, breathe in through your nose. And it just went, and then I was like, and release. And but then you do that enough and you're like, I'm gonna fucking pass out, because I can't get enough air in for what I'm blowing out here. So I take the Sudafed. Now, I was thinking to myself, did I do something to my nose? You know, maybe I was doing, you know, jiu-jitsu or something. I don't know what the fuck I might have done to my nose. Because sometimes you can do that septum shit, cartilage type stuff, but you don't actually break your nose. You know, you can do stuff to your nose, but it's not a broken nose or something. I don't know. But then why would, if I do the fucking Sudafed shit, why does it clear out? Why is it fucking like, why can't I breathe through it all fucking day? I looked it up. It was called like rhino fucking something. You know, everything to do with your nose is like rhino, some bullshit where you're just like allergic to fucking dust or something. And you're like, can't breathe. Breathe in. Breathe out. I was feeling good now though. I got into a terrible habit of doing that before I did workouts, where like if I had to go to the gym, I would just squirt it up my nose. Be like, speaking of fitness, ordered myself a pile of fitness equipment. You know, as I said, I was going through a bit of a fitness weirdness, you know, just trying to figure out what works for me the best, you know. I was going to the gym there for a while, I was doing these group sessions. They were good sessions, but I don't know, it felt like, you know, you weren't getting the most out of it, or you weren't, maybe you're not doing things I like to do, you know, because for a fat bastard, I do enjoy a fairly intense workout, you know what I'm saying? I like to feel like I've done something, and I don't know, just there was something not happening, so I've bought myself some fucking kettlebells, and it's weird, because there's a little lady around here who delivers for Hermes, the delivery people. And it's just funny, you know, when you see someone slightly out of place for a job, not very often you see like a fucking, you know, 65, 70 year old woman delivering for a company. But fair play to her, she's here all the fucking time. And she'd already dumped a pile of shit at the door. And then she was, it's weird because one of the kettlebells came one, I actually ordered three kettlebells. I ordered two 16s, which are for doing like more of a complex, bro, you know, various movements, continuous, you know. Like a burpee type thing, swing it up, bang, press it, down, swing, all that shit, and you do that. So order two of those, maybe some fucking CrossFit Games style lunges with the hands above there. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but two of those and then a 24 or 26 or something. So one of the 16s came one day and then the second one came the next day. But she obviously, it was very cute, she's obviously loaded up at the fucking delivery place. And then went, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is in that? And then had to, I think it must have been her son or something, who is like 40, you know what I mean? And he arrived with her in the van, because he had to lift the thing out. And I was like, oh, that is very cute. Thank God we were here, like I could have done it for her, like, but she had to lift the fucking thing out. So as soon as we're done here, we're going to do, write a wee workout on the board there and work our way through that, guys, you know what I mean? Because you got to stay yoked. You got to stay yoked with traps as tight as fuck that won't let you sleep. Do you know? Which I've had a lot of recently. See, if I'm stressed out, it's physical. Do you know what I mean? It literally feels like everything tenses up and then, you know, one fucking bit of your shoulder blade sore and then that goes into your trap and then your fucking neck stiff and then you crack your neck so much your neck's sore. That's the story of my fucking life. I need a masseuse every bastard day in the house. You know, just working the traps, you know, elbowing the middle of the shaft. I never understood that. Why is it always like, do you get a happy ending? Do it at the start. Pull the wire, then relax with the rest of the massage. Not that I've ever been anywhere near that or would know where to go in the island of Ireland. What a Google search. I'm not even going to Google that. I'll probably get arrested. Happy Ending Massage Ireland.
Welcome to Happy Ending Massage Ireland. My name's Rita. And if you would like me to haul you on your fucking cock for a while and then fucking rub your muscly traps, call me. Fax me.
Let me see. Irish. Ireland. Happy ending. top happy ending massage parlors in Dublin. Surely that's not allowed to fucking Harcourt. Oh, wait a minute. Lisa's Tantric Massage. Damn, son. Tantra Massage Ireland. Are these for real? Full body relaxing massage, Pleasant Street, Dublin 8. And then there's a Japanese girl with fat tits. I wonder if she's Scottish too, because that would be Mickey's ideal. Darko's meal, my. All right, man.
and eat his fucking Darko's meal massage.
Smithfield Square, Dublin. Get your Chinese body massage. Okay. Meal tantra massage. See, I assumed, a lot of dudes are getting their dick pulled by other dudes. You know? Speaking of... How the fuck did I get on that? Oh yeah, I was talking about the fitness thing. Yeah, stiff. So I feel like I need to do a lot of swings, a lot of rolling out on the thing, a lot of deadlift type motions. Got a barbell coming. I bought a barbell. If anyone knows where to buy reasonably priced... reasonably priced weights? Weight plates or bumpers, because I looked them up and I'm looking at the price and I'm like, hold on a second here. Why the fuck is each bit of the... Like, 120k plate is fucking... 80 quid or something? It's a bit of metal, bro. Book. Get me the fucking... If anyone knows, I don't know if there's a place in Ireland that does cheap ones. Kept trying to order them. And then, you know, like... It's only in stupid batches. Like, oh yeah, here's our... And it'll be like weird. It'll be like, here's our 80 kg package. And then here's our 200k package. And you're like... Okay, one's a bit not enough, and the other one's probably more than I'll ever need to do anything. And there's probably people out there going, what are you, some sort of bitch? Can't deadlift 200k? I don't know. I don't know if I've done it enough to even try. But you know, I don't want to blow my fucking asshole out. I just want to keep those erectors erect. You know, get those hamstrings pumped. A quick shout out to Connor Begley. Bagels, aka Begley, who it's just popped up on Facebook here. We're celebrating 7 years of friendship on Facebook. Isn't that delightful? And the photos are hilarious. You've got one of him when he stayed in our flat in Belfast, and he's got his pants, his wee pants pulled up his butt. It's funny when you see a wee guy like Begley with his pants pulled up his butt, and you're like, your ass cheeks are like two fucking halves of an Easter egg. Do you know what I mean? Which, if you were some sort of gay dude that was into twinks, would be absolutely boring a hole in the bottom of your desk right now. Then there's a photo of me and him dressed as cowboys outside a pub that we shot in one time, which may be one of the funniest things ever caught on fucking film, and the BBC won't give it to me because they're fucking useless. First of all, you shoot something for late license, right? Which, strangely enough, was a lot like a thing called Hack Job that I made that was, you know, it'd be like, I did Hack Job, and then they're like, oh, it'd be good if we did a, you know, a sort of collaborative show with very short sort of funny sketches that was, yeah, like, he was describing the show to me, and I was like that, just put out 6 episodes of it for the crack, you know, and it's better than yours. And then we had certain ideas for things, and we shot it in this pub, you know, these two fucking country and western characters, and it's like, first of all, if you don't have the fucking, you know, awareness to realize that that's like one of the funniest bits, and it's not even in the show, they didn't use it, and it was fucking hilarious. And I was like, right, well, can I get that clip? And they're like, oh no, we don't release anything unless it's been color graded. Oh, here's Maureen. Oh, for fuck's sake. Maureen. What are you doing? In your pajamas? Where'd you get that? What do you call that? Dressing gown? It's got ears on it? Class. Bing. No. I don't know what the fuck. Maureen walked out there, right? And she's... I imagine she's wearing shorts on that dressing gown thing, but she's wearing this big furry dressing gown, which I imagine she's lifted it from somewhere that had some sort of packaging. You know, like girls order things and it comes in a box. And, you know, it's got like it must have had a little like pearlescent kind of, you know, package, you know, like packing, they would put it like shredded bits of tinsel that they put in a box to sort of keep whatever it is safe. She's obviously lifted that dressing gown that's attached a bit of that in her wee dressing room thing. But as she walked out here, I imagine she is wearing shorts and a like top, but with a dressing gown over it, so it looks like she's wearing nothing. But then as she turned around and walked away, there was a long piece of glittery string attached to the back of it, which looked like it was going in her ass hole. So there you go. Shitting tinsel. That's the name of the podcast. Shitting tinsel. I remember one of the funniest things I've ever seen, and I laughed till I almost barfed, was friends of ours down the street when I was younger. I had a dog, beautiful dog, and the dog had been down at their grandparents' house in the country, and it had eaten a load of hay, or straw, I don't know the difference. It had eaten a load of fucking hay, and what's the golden sort of spiky one? Straw? Hay? Eating a pile of that, and was having a bit of trouble passing it. And as I walked into their driveway, the mum was basically in like a magician pulling straw out of the dog's asshole. And the dog had that look on its face like, you know, like, I don't want this to happen, but I know it's helping me so much. Oh, for fuck's sake. And she's just like, just pulling straw out of its hole. And we were killing ourselves laughing. It was fucking hilarious. Anyway, the rest of the photos here are, there's me and Begley shooting a sketch there. There's me and Begley, I'm wearing a body warmer there. I'm wearing a fucking gilet. And then there's me and him on a seesaw in a park, which is hilarious because he probably weighs the weight. Like if I took my clothes off and put them on a fucking, on a scale, he would weigh the same. So obviously, you know, he's fucking 8 foot in the air and I'm just standing there. But anyway, back to the fitness. If anyone knows that anywhere does reasonably priced fucking plates for a barbell, give me a shite, bros. Give me a fucking shite. Apologies to anyone who came to Lavery's last week and was expecting to see me in some way, shape or form. That's a fucking pretty egotistical thing to say, but I did get some messages after, like, where were you, bro? We came fucking from wherever. Here's what happened. We were on our way to Belfast, and it came on the radio, like, oh, there's been a crash and fucking whatever, and we're like, oh, well, there's always a crash at some point. They said, basically, because we have to go the whole way down the fucking motorway, past Lurgan, past Moira, past all that shit, past where you turn off to the fucking airport, all that shit. We fucking got, it was mild, they said Lurgan, but the traffic had gone back so fucking far, it was like the turn off for fucking Craig Avon. This won't make any sense to anybody, unless you make that journey. So we're sitting there and we're like, what the fuck is going on? We're like miles away from Lurgan, but the motorway's only shut from Lurgan to the next place, and we're like, oh my god. And we sat for about 15 minutes and moved about 10 meters, and I was like, okay, this isn't gonna fucking fuck knows what time we're gonna get the Lavery's at. And cars started going, turn, like, you're going down the left hand side of the motorway that would have a slip road coming down onto it, and people were turning and going back up the fucking slip and to the roundabout and then going back the way. And we sat there for so long, and I was like, right, if this is how long it's taken us to go like fucking 50 meters here, fuck knows what time we're even gonna get to Lurgan and go on the fucking diversion and get to Belfast. It's gonna be like fucking 10 o'clock by the time we get there. So I was like, right, I'm supposed to be MCing, it starts at 9. I was like, right, so I just fucking shit it, and I was like, right, here's what we'll do right now. We'll go up the slip road with these cars. So we turned and went up the fucking slip road. Spun around. Very dangerous. Apart from there was about 10 cars in like a convoy. So we're like, right, fuck it. Can't arrest all 10 of us. And it's weird getting to the top of the thing and just having to wait and go like 1, 2, 3. And then just zipping back onto the fucking, the roundabout. Fuck me. It was terrifying. But so yeah, we just fuck it. And also I set off needing diesel, and I was like, right, I need to fill up here. And then I hit the traffic and was like, oh, I'm going to run out of fucking fuel in the traffic here. So I had to turn off to get fuel anyway because I didn't even have enough fuel to sit in the fucking traffic. So I turned around, went back. We ended up in Craigavon, unfortunately. Got some fucking fuel. Sitting there, I was like, right, but like, if, I was just thinking, like, if we get back in this fucking thing or to figure out what way to do it, it's just not gonna. But like, by the time we get to Belfast, Lavery's will be fucking nearly over, and then we'll have to turn around and do it all again. So I just made an executive decision and went, do you know what? I'll just take it as I'm not doing Lavery's tonight, and I'll fucking figure out how to cover. So Dave Elliott moved into MC, and Rory Woods came in to close. We had Lisa Casey. She came up from Dublin, I would imagine, and or somewhere. But I was looking forward to seeing her. Missed her. Ronan Linsky, who I've gigged with a few times before, but not very often. So I was looking forward to seeing him. Missed him. Gig a lot more with Dave and Woodsy, obviously. But apparently Woodsy did very well closing, which is great. Dave seemed to have a brilliant time emceeing. So we'll maybe look into getting Dave in a wee bit more on the emceeing. So I think it went well, and I just fucking stayed at home. And then, weirdly enough, I'd done a lot of shit that week and was busy and fucking stressed out and everything. And when I got home, I was like, I'm fucking wrecked. Do you know what? I was like, I'm so fucking tired right now. So I was kind of like, this is almost like a wee bit of a blessing. Do you know what I mean? I was like, unfortunately, can't get down to a gig. But I was like, maybe I just need to fucking sit here and chill out a bit. Like, so, yeah, maybe that's the universe telling you need a wee rest. Or was it actually just a guy who got out of his car and a lorry hit him and the fucking thing closed down? That one. That's what happened. There was a fucking air ambulance and all sorts of shit. I don't know. I don't know what happened to him, but it doesn't sound fucking good at all. Poor bastard. Dangerous shit. Don't get out of your car. Or if you're getting out, fucking walk away from it very quickly. But he must have just got out. I don't know what the fuck happened. That's terrible, like. Petra, I don't know, scary. But anyway, that's what happened, and the fucking thing was closed, so I never made it down. First round. It's been an eventful week for me, you know. First of all, if you get a chance, there are highlights from the live podcast on the YouTube channel. You can get a fucking look at that shit. I got locked out of the house the other day, which was hilarious because all the doors were locked and I actually was with Maureen and she was like, are you keeping the car or whatever? And I had to take the house key off and I gave her the thing. And then I was in the house and I had the car keys in my pocket. You know, usually the keys are on the fucking thing. And usually the keys are on it. So I was like, sweet, this is all good. Leave with the keys. And then I went, oh fuck, I took that key off. It's in the house. So I locked both sets of keys in the house. And strangely enough, our house is like, it's all double glazed, but the door, the front door, is an old style door. With a fucking click, like a lock like that. You know, like a standard fucking latchy, you know, like you open the back of it like this. Hello. And, you know, because it looks nicer. But I was like, oh, I fucking locked myself out. Went down. Maureen, I've locked myself out here. She was at her mum and dad's doing a makeup for someone. And I was like, oh, we're locked out. She's like, you fucking dickhead. So obviously you go through everything in your head. You're like, oh, I'm going to have to fucking get a locksmith or something here. He's probably just going to come drill it out anyway. I might as well just drill it out. We'll get a new lock. And then I was looking up a bunch of stuff. And I was like, I wonder is there a way to like pick those locks or something? So I looked up. And then I watched a YouTube tutorial of some guy like fucking those old school locks. I mean, in this whole process, I've realized this is not a safe way to have your front door. I might have to fucking change this up and just get the new double glazing door that I didn't want. But put the fucking plastic. You basically push the top of the door and it gives you about a millimeter because there's more leverage at the top. You push it and it told you to cut like a Coke bottle. So you cut round the Coke bottle and then you get this sheet of thin plastic and you can slide it in and down and because it's only one little latchy thing, you just fucking jiggle it in there. And the way this guy did it, you know, he jiggled it in and pushed it, and it just opened the whole fucking thing, and it opened. Whereas I was doing that, and I must have got it sort of halfway, and I was just a bit frustrated, and went, ah, for fuck's sake. And this guy was, like, shaking the letterbox, had his hand in, he's shaking it, and eventually it got in there and popped open. It's not a very discreet way to burgle a house, if that's what you're thinking. Because you're, like, fucking jamming it about. So what I ended up doing was, I just fucking got to a certain point, shook it a bit, and went, ah. I just fucking shouldered it, and it opened. And I went, oh, well, there you go. Broke the fucking wee mechanism inside the lock, but it was eventful. But if anyone needs fucking, needs me to break into their house, give me a shout. But yeah, I do think it's time to upgrade the door. You know, you did the whole house, fucking windows and shit, and then we're like, oh, we'll just leave that front door. Looks nice, doesn't it? Yeah, it's grand. Can you open it with a shoulder charge and a bit of a fucking Coke bottle?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So that was a fun time. So it's still out of use. We have to use the fucking back door now. But we have since learned to make copies of keys and have a bunch of keys, like, you know, hidden somewhere so that we can get into any door and try not to leave keys in the fucking door. And it was hilarious because Maureen was like, oh my God, you're locked out. And she goes, did you leave windows open? And I went, no. And she goes, but you always fucking leave windows open. And I was like, I know, but you've been shouting at me a lot to close them, so I've been closing them. So maybe sometimes my, you know, recklessness would save us someday. So just let it be. What else has been going on? Pride was on Saturday, you know. Happy Pride, everyone. I hope yous went out and abominated each other's assholes. Isn't that, I love when people say that. That's an abomination. I would just start saying that. I'm going to abominate this dude's ring. Although it's funny how everyone just goes straight to butt sex when it comes to gay pride and whatnot. I mean, I could go into it, but we've already covered the whole LGBTQ fucking A demisexual. Although I think the more I've read into it, the more people are like, you know, people who are in the LGBT movement are like, guys, demisexual? Fuck right off. Which means I was right, you know? I believe my exact words were, I'm pretty sure someone would have to have been physically abused or killed to be in that group. And there's no one beating the shit out of demisexuals, you know? I don't even know if there's people beating the shit out of asexuals. I'm asexual. I don't have sex with anything. Anyway. I'm gonna touch on this one more time. What the fuck is wrong? Like, we had to fly to England. We had to fly to Liverpool there. Which, by the way, is a fucking... The guy was like, yeah, we lost a bit of time flying from, I think he said, Brussels or something like that. We lost a bit of time. We lost a bit of time. We've got to make that back up on the flight here. I've never been on a plane where I was aware that the pilot was, like, raking it. Do you know? He was like, we're going to make up time here. I think what he did was he went, I'm going to fucking launch this thing in the air. You can tell when they're in a hurry. You know, like, sometimes they go like, and they go up, and then eventually they bank like that, and they take a big turn, and they fucking head in the direction they're going. This guy, the second the back wheels were off the ground, went like that to the left, and I was like, he is in a hurry. And he had it. You know, it takes a couple of minutes to get up through the clouds and all. You were like, straight through the clouds, leveled out. And what I think he did was, it's what it felt like. And that's probably what the flight's like anyway. It felt like he just went up as high as he could and then did a nosedive towards Liverpool like that. Just meh. And it felt like we were going quickly downhill on the last half of the flight, which is only about 15 minutes. But it was a pretty uncomfortable flight for 30 minutes. Like, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Ugh. And then obviously, every time you fly into Liverpool, it comes in and does that turn, you know, over all the sort of sandy, beachy thing. And the turbulence is always shite. I've done it a few times, and every time it's just like, just fucking flopping all over the place. So it was a pretty rough short flight, to be honest. But there something needs to be done about Belfast International Airport, because the people, no, like, if you work there and you're a normal person, fair play. What the fuck is going on with these people? Like, it's just like, now that was the Sunday staff as well. So you're like, what's going on with these people? They're just fuck. And you know what I said to Maureen? I was like, these people look like, do you know Men in Black when there's a person that's got an alien hiding inside them? I was like, look at this guy. Looks like he's just about to go,
more sugar.
A wee tiny woman, and then there's some other fucking freak. You're just like, these are the weirdest bunch of fuckers. I wish it was with Tommy Lee Jones, and he was just going, or Tommy Lee Jones, and he was just going, that's an alien, that's an alien, and that's an alien. And they're all just fucking walk forward, stop, turn around. I brought CBD oil with me, right? Which is legal. It's full-blown drugs. But, like, this is how fucking stupid they are. It was in the wee zip bag. Okay? CBD oil. A toothbrush. There's, like, shit to rub on a tattoo. And a fucking Dove roll-on deodorant. For men. Because it smells like powdery gorgeousness. Okay? She takes out the fucking Dove and, like, does a drug swab on it. I was like, first of all, I know it's legal, but that's kind of actually drugs there. You know, CBD oil, and you took out the fucking Dove? You fucking dildo? And just, I cannot take, I hate that shit. Walk forward, turn round, sit down, stand up, put your foot there, show me your hand, turn round. Like, what the fuck are you? I know, righty, you're going out the back and taking ket on your fucking lunch break, and you're like, you can't. See, when they're taking a bottle of water off you, you could honestly have a fucking gun in your back pocket. You can't take that, see? Okay, take it. And then you stroll on through with a stick of dynamite up your asshole. Oh, see the woman I seen with her hand down her fucking trousers that time, a while ago? And then she was patting people down. I was like, you've got gloves on, but, like, who are you protecting? You're basically protecting yourself from your own shitty crack as you rub it all over people. Or the guy fucking, like, staring at my pink shoes that time. I was like, do you like those, you fucking dick? What? I want airport security to be, like, yeah, I've said this before, just like a fucking stormtrooper. You don't see their face. They're highly trained. They're better than you. They're fitter, they're stronger. If anything kicks off, they'll actually do something about it. Instead of these fucking idiots pretending like they have authority.
Put their laptop in the bag.
It's in a fuck, or in a box. Why? You know, do you fucking hit the eject button and a knife comes out of your CD drive? If you even have one anymore? Fucking gimps, like, oh my god, just that guy staring at the screen is like, bag fulls of dildos go past. I mean, the thing is, it's like, you know, they should almost vet people rather than what they have with them. Do you know what I mean? I could have a fucking, you know, knife in a bag, but I would imagine if I decided I wanted to kick off, it would be quite the handful. You know, if I hit you around the head with a fucking 15-inch MacBook Pro, it would hurt. I'd love to just say to someone, did you shower this morning? I don't know why, just like, can you take a shave up? What have you? What do you? Can you brush your hair? Maybe can you brush your teeth? You know, fucking scumbags. I can't. And then there was another video from fucking Belfast City Airport or Belfast International. Where let me just check who this fucking guy is here. Hold on one second. Google.com. Large penis. I've been Googling some weird shit. What's his name? Red Hook. Hold on. Okay. Okay. All right. All right, here we go. There's a player plays for Rangers, as far as I can see. Or is he a manager or something? Nacho Novo. Right? And I think he was coming into Belfast. And there's this guy just fucking, like, nearly had a fight with him. Hold on, let's see if I can get the video. The guy's, like, giving him all this fucking shit. Now, this is what cracks me up. It's like, it's football, but you're like, it's football and you want to kill a guy. Hold on, let's see if this plays here.
Agendas.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Ooh. All y'all girls standing together like that.
Of course there's a fucking ad for 3 minutes before it plays. That drives me nuts. You know what drives me even crazier about fucking a Facebook ads? Is like, there's an ad before a video that you're watching some atrocity. It'd be like, there's been another school shooting at fucking such and such where 19 children were absolutely mutilated with gunfire. And then you go to watch it and there's an ad for mayonnaise first.
Go ahead, get in there, Nacho.
Go on, Nacho.
Come on,
mate.
Come on,
funny
boy.
Here.
Babe.
Oh, you get in.
I'm going through, aren't you?
Right here.
Nacho. Half him out.
Come on.
Yeah.
Go with me. Go with me, Nacho.
Eh? Go with me.
Okay, nothing happened there. But like, that's what cracks me up about football. You're like, see if you're a fucking grown man and you're like revved up enough by football that you want to fucking beat the shit out of a player from another team. First of all, absolutely get a job. Because I know you're doing fuck all. Look at this guy, just look. Think, like, just hard as fuck. He's like, I fucking fake people all the time. In a Celtic shirt. Also, don't wear a fucking football strip when you're over the age of 16. You know? I'm walking around the fucking... I went in... Here's how much I love Scottish football, and I'm from fucking Belfast. I love Scottish football because this shirt that I wear that represents a fucking Scottish football team lets everyone know that I'm a fucking Republican. Because I support a fucking Scottish football team that's probably predominantly foreigners. You're threatening a guy, right? Probably based on some sort of sectarianism. Who plays for Rangers or manager. I don't know what the fuck he does. And his name's Nacho Novo? I'm gonna fucking show everyone how much of a fucking mad Republican I am. Up the fucking raw. By doing what? I'm gonna fight a guy who sounds like he's from fucking Spain. Who plays for a club in Scotland. And I've 9 mates with me, and I'm hard as fuck. Ugh. That is fucking... Like, I don't give a fuck about football, but, like, from the outside... So fucking pathetic, like... You're a grown man, and you've went into a shop and bought... sports gear. Oh, I love Celtic, mate. Can I buy his tracksuit top? Yeah, mate, that's fucking $89.99. Class. Put my dole money to good use walking around this fucking thing, like. Novo can be heard saying, come on, what? F word? Fuck fate? What'd he say?
Go ahead, get in there.
Raise up,
Go ahead, get in there, Nacho.
Go on, Nacho.
Come on, then.
Come on, Fanny Boy.
Here.
Babe!
Oh, you're getting
on going
now, aren't you?
Here, Nacho. Half him out.
Come on, Nacho.
Apparently you gave it out. Where? 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 Behave yourself. Get acting like a clown. Behave. Oh my god. That guy just—he's got one of them faces. Like, I love fighting, mate. I love fighting. Cozy Riff, a roofing contractor in Northern Ireland, said it had been made aware of the footage of an incident at Belfast International Airport. So that guy obviously works for a thing called Cozy Riff, and in order to clarify the situation, Cozy Riff cannot confirm that the individual featured in footage has previously been engaged as a self-employed contractor, but will no longer be providing any services. That's hilarious.
Hey mate, here, fuck. Here's what I do. I wear Celtic shirts, get in fights, and fit Cozy Riffs. So there you go. Fighting over football. Sort your fucking life. Do you know what? Do you like fighting? Go to a fucking MMA club and have a fucking wee nerd walk in, take his glasses off, take his tie off because he's just working as an accountant, and then strangle you to death. Do you know what I mean? Some guy's striking class and he's like, you think you're all hard squaring up the people and you're trying to hit this guy? It's like you're just fighting a ghost. He's kicking you in the leg and you're going, ah, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Elbowing you in the face. I love fighting, mate. Fucking knobhead. Anyway. Or as my dad would say, knob thrust. One of the few gifts my father's given to me. The word knob thrust. Khabib versus Conor, who you got? Method and victory. It's weird how I wish I could be more excited about that fight, but there's been so much drama in the UFC, so much drama in the UFC that I'm like, I'll see it when I believe it, you know what I mean? But I would obviously love if Conor just knocked him out, which is a fucking possibility. Do you know what I'm saying? Just train for a long, 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 long time on not being taken down and then just fucking pick him off. But like, your guy Khabib has been, I've seen him in fights get hit by people before he takes them down and rapes them. But now that noise isn't good, and that's why Patreon works, and that's why we're gonna get new microphones, guys. Thank you very much, congratulations. You gotta say McGregor by knockout, I think, would be good. Although he's been off for a long time, so the chances of him coming back and probably just looking a bit rusty and getting beat up might be quite high, unless he can sort of work his way around it. Opinions on violence in sport. In this case, the player involved is a genuinely clean player, but clearly was in the wrong. People are calling illegal prosecution. Would people be prosecuted for violence in sport? No, oh, I've just clicked on my own fucking thing there. What is... Okay, why can't... What? So why can't I click that? AU Sport AFL. Hold on. Google.
Googling things again. 8 match ban. Someone's talking. So someone's like, should you be able to get AFL? What the fuck is this? America, what's AFL? Like American Football League or what the fuck is that? AF Aussie Australian, isn't it? Is that what it is? AFL's Aussie rules, isn't it? Alright, hold on, we'll watch this video. This guy getting sparked out the fuck. Video will play in 5 seconds. Play now, you fucking piece of shit. AFL star Andrew Goff cops
Cops an 8-week ban for breaking rival's jaw.
Error code. I'm like, right, now I'm going to have to fucking YouTube this. Fuck my ring. Fuck my actual ring. I mean, this is why a lot of podcasts have a wee fucking, you know, minion in the corner. Andrew Giff. Brit strikes Ray Bra. What did I say, Ray Bra?
On the ground. So they came together. Talking about his teeth, too.
Let me see.
Let's have a look. Screen. Let's see if we match in the first one. Oh,
wow.
Well, oh. Anyone that. Let's see if we match in the first. Let's have a look. Screen. Let's see if we match in the first one. Oh,
wow.
Well, anyone that. Thought that he was going to be a brown like.
Well, this is not good. This is broken jaw territory. Oh.
The Fremantle players have just realised this. They've just either seen a replay or at least been made aware of what's happened to Andrew Brayshaw, and they've gone to Gaff. Brayshaw bleeding from the mouth.
Bleeding from the mouth.
Oh, jeez.
Well, the fact that he hasn't taken his mouth guard out would suggest that his teeth are potentially loose, or he's having a real issue with his jaw, because otherwise you'd think the mouth guard would have come out.
Right, okay, so the guy's question was, sorry, that was probably the most boring audio to listen to. That's from D. Gallagher. Opinions on violence in sport. In this case, the player involved is a genuinely clean player, but was in the wrong. People are calling legal prosecution. Should people be prosecuted for violence in sport? Yeah. I think so, because that wasn't like a fight. That was like a bit of a, you know, bargy type thing, just shoulder charging each other, whatever. And then he turned around, the guy was about to run away, and he just punched him in the face. So yeah, that's assault. You can get like, you know, I think of two guys fucking, there's a rough tackle and they stand up and they're squaring off to each other and they grab each other and then they start hitting each other. I think that's like a heated moment in a fight. I love how this guy's like, he's a genuinely clean player, apart from he fucking digs people in the face and breaks their jaw. That's assault. That's a guy just getting annoyed and just fucking smacking a guy, breaking his jaw. That is assault. Like, ice hockey has the sort of right idea where it's like, it's a physical sport and they let them fight. So you can be like, are we going to fight here? Yeah. And then they fight so that both parties kind of like know what's going down. Whereas that looked like, you know, just a bit of sort of standard like gameplay, and then the guy just fucking punched him. So yeah, that absolutely is assault. Like, so fuck that guy.
But he's a genuinely clean player. Yeah.
That's like when someone murders someone. He's the nicest guy ever, except when he murders. The hip music scene in this country. I think that's supposed to say the hip hop music scene. DJ Rockstar 679. The hip hop scene, I don't know a whole pile about it, to be honest. I know it's on the rise. I follow a few things on Instagram. There's a few nights going on where people get up and rap. I think there's probably a lot of good rappers. I don't know much about the sort of production side of things, but, you know, does maybe Northern Ireland or Ireland needs its fucking like Pharrell or Timbaland or fucking Scott Storch in the mix, dropping some fucking beats? That's what you need. I would love to make some beats. That'd be my dream job. My dream job might be hip hop producer. Any chance of selling the Dead All Mafia t-shirts online? Love hearing you constantly slagging Porter down. It's my hometown, but live in Manchester now, so always makes me laugh. Yeah, the Dead All Mafia t-shirts will be on sale as soon as they're back in stock. Back. Now, what's that noise? That fucking buzzing. What does that say? Oh shit, I had a couple of questions there. Hold on. Just saw you in this girl's Tinder pic. That's fucking hilarious. I'll tell you what's fucking hilarious, actually, about that picture. I've seen this picture before, and it was someone's birthday we went out for. We went out for someone's birthday and we ended up going to Thompson's, which, you know, is never a fucking good idea. And we're all wearing stupid shirts. And this girl got a photo with me and Begley. I remember this. And Begley matched with her in Tinder. But then he goes, but her fucking... Or no, what was the fucking thing? Did he match with her on Tinder? And then... he's seen a photo. He's seen this photo and he'd been fucking cropped out of it. He'd been cropped out of the photo. He's on the other side of that photo. Or some bullshit like that. But there you go. That's weird, isn't it? Hopefully you make something. This keeps happening. You can't click links and fucking... Oh, well, fuck me. Sorry, Lord Firefox just sent me a video. I don't know how to click on it. That's annoying. Would you ever try an Alabama Hot Pocket? What's that, like a lunch thing? Google.com. Alabama Hot Pocket. Is this like shitting in someone's mouth or something? Alabama Hot Pocket. Male or female splits their partner's vagina lips and proceeds to take a shit inside. Would I ever try it? Why? Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of... Oh, fuck. Here's the thing. It's like, you know, who's getting anything from any of this shit? There, you know, you can make up all these sex acts all day, give them stupid names, and it's like, but what's really going on? What does it do? What does it add to the sexual experience that someone has shat all over the place? Now, the photo I'm looking at right now is absolutely disgusting. Disgusting. But it's like, what, you know, how is that experience made better by everybody being covered in shite? And then there's two Asian girls eating shit. And there's a girl covered in shit being pissed on. I don't know. Like, what the fuck has happened to you as a child? Or as, you know, as you were growing up that, like, shit does it for you sexually? Do you know what I'm saying? So disgusting. I mean, there's the famous picture of the sort of Japanese girl on her back in a bath, shitting up in the air, down on her own face. Don't know what that was. But it's like, I don't know who's getting anything from any of this. I mean, there's a girl shitting another girl's... Why? First of all, I don't know how you could get through any of that without vomiting violently. I mean, it's like any of those fucking psychopath programs. They're like, oh, this guy collects his own piss and shit. Anything to do with shit or piss or anything like that, it's usually like, oh yeah, this person's got serious fucking issues, like, if they start collecting piss and shit. Rank. All to just blow a load. Do you ever get the urge to go over and do Edinburgh and do the Fringe again? Here's what I would do. I would absolutely do the Fringe if I could do it by 10 days. Or a week or something like that, but... Here's the two times when you can do that, right? You can do the Fringe when you have nothing going on. And I mean, like, you fucking... You maybe... or living with your fucking parents and you've started comedy for about 2 or 3 years and you've got a job that you can sort of save up enough and then they'll give you a month off and you've saved a bit of money and you can go do it and you've no real responsibilities at home. Do you know? If you are a person who has somewhere at home that's like, you know, you have to pay rent and you have to pay all your fucking bills and you have a job or something like that, it's fucking very difficult to, like, drop your life for a month and just go to a place and lose more money and then come back. It's fucking tough. So you got to be someone who doesn't have much responsibilities, doesn't have a lot of fucking shit to pay for, and can come home and fucking crash back in your ma's house or whatever. Or you have to be at the other end of that, which is like already a successful comedian and you can go and fucking actually sell out all the time and make money at it. And then it doesn't matter that you're fucking paying your mortgage at home or whatever. Like for me at the minute, you know, I do too many other things. So taking a month out would be a fucking nightmare for me, you know? And I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to do the same thing every fucking day. And I've tried it before and it's like, it's such a slog. Because you're just getting up and you're fucking competing with all these other assholes to get people to your show. And then you have to do the show at the end of it. So it's fucking, it's exhausting, like. And it's shite. I'll just come over and do a fucking gig in Edinburgh is what I'll do. Because I can't be fucked. Last question, but was there enough... probably sounds ridiculous, but there's enough people from Ireland and Australia that know you. Would you consider doing a few gigs here? Well, if I was going the way over there to do a gig, I would much rather it just be to fucking Australian people and maybe some Irish folk. But yeah, of course I would look into it. But again, it's like, I need to get to the position where I would just be doing it for the sake of doing it, because that's what I'll be doing. I would just be going, wouldn't it be cool to gig in Australia? Go do a gig in Australia. It would take fucking a lifetime. But yeah, I would certainly lock into it. Oh yeah, got a message from oh fuck my spine. The guy who was heckling at the live podcast sent me a message and he was like, I'm sorry, I had too much to drink and was being a fucking dickhead. Well, that's fair enough. You know, the apology, fair enough, I'll take it. But the thing is, do you know what would have went a lot better for you? Had you just acted normal and maybe came up at the end and went, oh, how's it going? I'm on your Patreon, I listen to your podcast all the time. And I'd be like, class, I appreciate that a lot. Let's have a chat. Let's chill out. You know, we're talking. We're having fun. Instead, me and Mickey were like, I hope this crowd turn on him, kill him. Do you know? Be in the dead old mafia, do you know what I mean? Play along. Be aware. Act accordingly. Enjoy the experience. Chill out. Have a chat. You know? I believe someone said to Mickey, like, oh, your man's not happy. They're like, oh, he's not happy? This was a Snapchat from someone. Mate, how little views do your YouTubes... What? Mate, how little views your YouTube videos get? Piss me off. They are higher quality than half the shit that gets millions with Logan Paul in the title. Keep smashing it, bro. Yeah, that's funny when people are offended how little hits I get. Well, it's just, that's comedy, bro, isn't it? That's comedy. It didn't really suit YouTube for a while, so everyone moved to Facebook, neglecting the YouTube, and fucked up all the algorithms and stuff, and then you come back, and it's, like, I have 30,000 plus, maybe 32,000 subscribers or something like that, but because I wasn't uploading for a while, people aren't fucking checking it out regularly, so it's not popping up in people's algorithms. And I notice it, like, I'll go through a little fucking spate of, or a little period of listening to, or watching a certain thing, and then I don't catch up with it for a while, and it leaves your suggesteds. You gotta go and fucking look out for shit now, you know, instead of just the stuff you've subscribed to. In fact, it's suggesting things that you're not even subscribed to, which is what's killing everything. So, if you're listening to this, and, you know, you like anime, just pop over to the YouTube. Listen to the podcast on the YouTube, you know, and I'll keep getting fucking suggested to you and it'll pop up on your algorithms. Here was a picture of a man in a dress that looks a bit like a Hispanic version of me. And there's another guy with his top off and it says, human rights, animal rights, veganism, atheism, feminism are the future. And looks like he absolutely rapes. And the caption said, and this is what's wrong with the snowflake generation. To the lads and lasses who are the same age range as these people in this fucked up world of let's contradict everything and complain and feel offended about everything. To those who still grasp and understand that regardless of what floats your boat, and trust us, we have many friends in both camps. I don't know what the fuck is supposed to say. If you have a dick or your meal, and if you have a jack and Danny, you're female. Oh, Fanny. To those people, we old bastards feel your pain, but will not turn our back on you. Why is this so hard to read? Fight the good fight and stop the crap. Our enemies laugh at us and the fucktards who complain, abuse and hate us. I don't know. Veganism, feminism. Just be a sound. I've literally left a picture of a gaping vagina full of shit on my screen there for the last while and didn't even think of clicking away from it. Last question, probably too late for the questions now. I just want to ask if you're visiting England in the next few months, will the live podcast be going on tour? I don't know, to be honest. But I need to book a whole pile of gigs for the autumn sort of time, so I'm gonna get on that in the next few days. I'll probably be doing London. I was talking to Maureen's cousin there, and he's like, yeah, you should definitely get over to Manchester. He knows a couple of cool spaces. He owns a coffee shop over there, and he was like, yeah, we can sort some stuff. And I'll probably do what I did last time, which is just sell the tickets on, like, We Got Tickets or whatever. And, you know, people just buy a ticket online and come to a place that has, you know, it's just a space, really, like a venue, and we'll do a gig in it. So there you go. So we'll look into it, but I don't know what part of England you're in, bro. Gordy, for fuck's sake. But anyway, I'm going to get the fuck out of here, guys. That's about all I have to say. Lavery's is next Wednesday, the 15th. I'll be in there with a fresh tat, hopefully. And that's it. We'll try and get some new microphones for next week. I don't know what tune to end on. I haven't really thought of it. I'll probably just watch more Alabama Hot Pocket shit fannies. Anyway, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Cheers for listening. Patreon.com if you want to support the podcast, / General Banter Podcast. We'll get the t-shirts online. Hopefully be swag as shit. I'm going to do a bit of Patreon work today, so there should be some cool shit involved in the Patreon. You know? Some side content. But anyway, I'll speak to you next week. Take her easy, guys, right?